You have a folder or a Pinterest board or a set of dumbbells under your bed that you are absolutely going to use on Monday. Today, we're talking about why Monday never actually comes, and more importantly, what that pattern is quietly doing to your relationship with yourself. So stay with me. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 117. So can I tell you something slightly embarrassing? When I was 200 pounds, I used to buy fitness magazines. And every single week, I would flip through them, find the workouts, find the recipes, and I would rip those pages out with so much excitement and energy. I'm talking full on, this is it, energy. And then I would put them in a folder. A folder, you guys. I had an actual physical folder full of workouts I was going to do on Monday. I'd look at that folder and feel genuinely motivated. I'd think about the version of me who was going to follow those workouts. I'd imagine how different I was going to feel. And Monday would come and the folder would just sit there staring at me, judging me. Sound familiar? Maybe your version isn't a folder. Maybe it's a Pinterest board full of arm workouts you've never done, a saved Instagram reel, an app you downloaded and opened once, a set of dumbbells living under your bed collecting dust because you're going to use them on Monday. Welcome to part one of a two-part series. We're going into why you keep delaying action when it comes to changing your body, your arms, your habits. And next week, part two, we're going to talk about why your enthusiasm fades once you actually do start. Because both of these things are happening for you, and you need to understand both. So let's get into it. I want you to ask yourself something honestly. How many times have you said some version of this? I'll start Monday. I'll start after the holidays. Once things calm down at work, when the kids go back to school, when I feel more motivated, after my birthday, after vacation again. And here's what I want you to notice. It's not just about arm workouts. You've probably said a version of this about your eating, your sleep, your hydration, your self-care, your appointments you keep rescheduling, the haircut you've been putting off for 4 months. This thought shows up everywhere because it's not really about your arms. It's about something much deeper than that. What you're actually doing when you say, I'll start Monday, is avoiding facing what is happening right now today. You're telling yourself that some future version of you in some future moment will be better equipped to handle the discomfort of change. Spoiler alert, she won't be. Not unless something shifts for you today. So here's the part that nobody wants to say. I'll start Monday. It's not a plan. It's a lie. You've been telling yourself so many times that it feels like a plan. That might sting a little, but stay with me because here's what's actually happening in your brain when you push your start date to Monday. You're not being realistic about your schedule. You're not being strategic about your timing. Your brain is doing what it was literally designed to do. Find pleasure, avoid discomfort, and do both as efficiently as possible. And I'll start Monday is the most efficient thought your brain has ever found. It lets you keep doing what you're already doing. It gives you a momentary sense of relief, and it keeps the door cracked just enough so you don't have to feel like you've completely given up. It's a masterpiece of self-deception, and you've been falling for it for years. So here's what I want you to understand about the think, feel, act cycle, because this is where the real shift happens. Every thought you think creates a feeling, and every feeling drives an action, and every action produces a result. It all starts with the thought. So when you look at today, whatever day today is, it's a Tuesday or a Thursday, a random Sunday afternoon, and your brain decides today's not really a good day to start, what feeling do you think that creates? Complacency? And complacency is sneaky because it disguises itself as self-awareness. It sounds like, I'm just not being realistic. It sounds like, I know myself and now isn't the right time. But complacency is not wisdom. Complacency is your brain's way of making peace with something you're not actually at peace with. You're not actually okay with hiding your arms. You're not actually okay with feeling self-conscious in every sleeveless top you own. You're not actually okay with watching summers pass while you wear cardigans in 95 degree heat. If you were okay with it, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to this. So let's stop pretending complacency is acceptance, because it's not. It's just a comfortable name for being stuck. When you feel complacent, when that I'll start Monday thought shows up, you don't take action. And when you don't take action, two things happen. First, the habit gets stronger. Every day you don't show up for yourself, the neural pathway that says, I don't follow through, gets a little more reinforced. And you are literally training your brain to not trust you. Now, second, and this is the one most women miss, you get a tiny little shot of relief, a moment of, okay, I'm off the hook for today. And that relief feels good enough in the moment that your brain goes, yes, let's do that again tomorrow. That's the cycle. That's the trap. And the way out is not more motivation or more willpower. It's seeing the thought for what it actually is. So can we talk about Monday for a second? Because I genuinely want you to think about this. What is so special about Monday? No, really, what magical transformation happens between Sunday night and Monday morning that suddenly makes you a different person? What is in the air on Monday that gives you more resolve, more discipline, more follow through? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And yet we have collectively decided as women that Monday is the starting line of a better life. We've been treating Monday like it's a personality transplant. Like if we just wait until then, we'll wake up as someone who actually does the things. But here's what's really happening. When you tell yourself, I'll be different on Monday, you're not making a plan. You're banking on a feeling. You're counting on future you to have more resolve, more determination, more will. And all of those things, resolve, determination, will, they are feelings. And feelings come from thoughts. And unless you change your thoughts, Monday feels exactly like today. That's why Monday comes and goes and nothing changes. Not because you're lazy and not because you're undisciplined. You're expecting a calendar day to do something that only a thought shift can do. And here's the truth bomb that I don't think it's said enough in the fitness space. Women over 50 are not struggling with their arms because of their age. They're not struggling because of genetics. They're not struggling because they've missed too many workouts. They're struggling because they've been taught to distrust themselves. Every time you set a start date and blow past it, you are teaching your nervous system that you cannot be counted on. Every Monday that comes and goes every I'll start after vacation that slides into I'll start after the next vacation, you are building a case against yourself in your own brain. And then you wonder why it's so hard to believe you can change. That's not a discipline problem. That's a self-trust problem. And self-trust is built the same way physical muscle is built, through small, repeated actions that you actually follow through on. Not a major overhaul, not a perfect plan. Small promises kept. So I want you to think about your folder or your Pinterest board or your saved reels. What were you really doing when you collected all of those workouts you were going to do on Monday? You were creating the feeling of action without taking action. You were giving your brain just enough of a reward. I'm planning, I'm preparing, I'm getting ready to avoid the discomfort of actually doing the thing. That folder, it felt like momentum, but it was the opposite of a momentum. It was a really convincing substitute for it. And this is what I see happen with women all the time. They research the perfect arm workout. They buy the perfect dumbbells. They find the perfect time slot in their schedule. They plan the perfect meals around it. And then the planning becomes the thing, and the doing never actually happens, because planning is comfortable. Planning doesn't require you to find out if you can actually do the thing. Doing requires vulnerability. Doing requires showing up when you're not sure you're ready. Doing requires trusting yourself before you have proof that you can. So what does this look like in real life? It looks like doing the 10-minute arm workout instead of waiting until you have 45 minutes free. It looks like doing it in your pajamas because you didn't feel like changing. It looks like doing 3 reps of something instead of the full circuit. It looks like eating something that nourishes you today instead of waiting until you've meal prepped everything perfectly. It looks like putting on the sleeveless top, even if you're not totally ready, and going anyway. These are not compromises. These are the actual building blocks of a naturally toned woman, not the grand gestures, the quiet, unglamorous follow through on a Wednesday when nobody is watching. You know, I hear this one constantly and I need to address it directly. Christine, I really want to start taking care of myself. I really want to be consistent, but things are just really busy right now. Next month will be calmer. After the holidays, after the move, after my daughter's wedding, after things settle down. And I say this with so much love. There is no calmer period coming. And I'm not saying that to be harsh. I'm saying that because I spent years waiting for mine and it never arrived. When I was 200 pounds and exhausted and putting everyone else first, I kept thinking that at some point, life would slow down enough for me to finally take care of myself. Life did not slow down. I just finally stopped waiting for it to. The women who eventually have toned arms, strong bodies, and a genuine relationship with themselves didn't wait for the right time. They just started in the wrong time. They started messy, imperfect. They were tired and busy, and they kept showing up anyway. And there's another truth that I need you to sit with. You don't have a discipline problem. You don't have a motivation problem. You don't even have a consistency problem. You have a self-neglect problem that has been normalized and rebranded as being a good mom, a good wife, a good employee, a good friend. We have been so thoroughly trained to put ourselves last that delaying our own health and well-being doesn't even register as a problem anymore. It registers as being responsible. It registers as being selfless. It gets praised. And meanwhile, Your arms are hiding. Your posture is collapsing. Your energy is dropping. You're wearing the same three safe outfits because everything else makes you feel uncomfortable. And you keep telling yourself you'll deal with it when things calm down. That is self-neglect. And it's quiet and it's rampant. And we need to start calling it what it is. Well, here's what I've come to believe after years of coaching women through this. The delay is not really about time. It's about fear. Fear that you'll start and not follow through again. Fear that you'll do everything right and still not see results. Fear that this time will be like every other time. Fear that maybe it's too late. And I'll start Monday is just a very gentle way of protecting yourself from having to find out. But here's what I know for certain. Waiting does not protect you from failure. It just guarantees that you never find out what's actually possible. And I think somewhere deep down, you already know what's possible. That's why the folder existed. That's why you're still here, still listening, still looking for something that finally clicks. You haven't given up. You've just been waiting for permission to try again without the pressure of having to be perfect this time. Well, here it is. You have permission. The next time you notice yourself thinking, I'll start Monday, or I'll get serious after the holidays, or now just isn't a good time, I want you to do one thing. Name it out loud if you can. Say, oh, that's just my brain trying to avoid discomfort right now. And we're not saying it with judgment, and we're not saying it with shame, just with recognition. Because once you can see the thought for what it is, a well-practiced delay tactic and not the truth, you can make a different choice. And then ask yourself this, what is the one thing that I can do right now? Not on Monday, not next week, right now, that is a small act of keeping a promise to myself. Maybe it's three sets of overhead presses. Maybe it's drinking a full glass of water. Maybe it's putting on the sleeveless top and actually leaving the house in it. Maybe it's just closing the folder and actually opening the workout. Whatever it is, do that today. And not because it transforms you overnight, because every time you do what you said you were going to do, even the smallest version of it, you are depositing trust into a relationship that has been running on empty for a long time. The relationship you have with yourself. So I want you to stop for a moment before we close out. I want you to think about how many times in your life you've told yourself, I'll start Monday. How many Mondays? How many New Year's? How many after this trip? And once things settle? And when I feel ready? How long have you been telling yourself this? How much time has passed? And I'm not asking that to make you feel bad. Okay, I'm asking because I want you to feel the weight of it. Because sometimes we need to feel the cost of the delay before we're willing to stop delaying. Here's the second question. What would it mean for you to start today? Not perfectly and not with a full plan, just to do one thing today that the woman you want to become would do. So sit with that, because this is how naturally toned women are built. Not through perfect programs, not through flawless nutrition, not through finding the right Monday. They are built through women who finally get tired of waiting for a version of themselves that will never show up on its own. They are built through women who start in the middle of the mess with the wrong timing, with the imperfect form, with the zero guarantee that it's going to work. And they keep showing up anyway. Not because they feel motivated. They decided to become someone who follows through. Someone who keeps promises to herself. Someone who no longer needs the perfect conditions to take care of herself. That's the identity shift. And that is what changes your arms. Not the workout. The woman doing it. Change happens slower than we expect. And then faster than we think. Every time you close the gap between what you said you do and what you actually did, even if that gap is tiny, you are becoming her. The woman you've been imagining in the folder, in the Pinterest board, in the saved reels. She's not waiting for Monday. She's not waiting for the right time. She's not waiting for anything. She is you deciding today, imperfectly, messy, bravely. That is the Arm Coach way. So I'll see you next week for part two, where we're going to talk about something equally important: why your enthusiasm fades once you actually do start taking action. Because if you've ever been great for 2 weeks and then completely fallen off, you need that episode. So stay with me. And if this episode hit you, don't just keep it to yourself. Women who are changing their lives don't just listen quietly. They engage, they speak up, they follow through. So if you've been listening to this podcast and it's been helping you see yourself differently, I want you to take 2 minutes and leave a review. Not for me, but for the woman who feels exactly like you did before you found this. And as a thank you, I'm gifting a $100 gift card to one of you who leaves a review this month. All you have to do is leave the review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Take a screenshot and send it to me at Christine@ChristineRucker.com. So this is your moment to stop being a silent listener and start becoming a woman who shows up. And I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.